Who knows how long I've loved you? You know I love you still. Will I wait a lonely lifetime? If you want me to, I will.
We're all singing along in the studio this morning. I'm Lee Rayburn, in for Larry Mueller today. You were listening to The Larry Mueller Show and Paul McCartney and the Beatles there. As we celebrate the songs of spring, romance, and love, along with your suggestions as we go along today, what are your favorite love songs, your favorite romantic tunes? And for that matter, I suppose we'd take your least favorite as well, those that are more saccharine than sugar. Join our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What love songs do you love for this spring season? You can also email us, talk@wpr.org. Our guest, Tom Wilmeth, he's the author of the book Soundbites, A Lifetime of Listening, and you can also hear him on his new podcast, The Vinyl Approach. Tom, welcome back to The Larry Mueller Show.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what a great idea to sing a little song today, a song about love. And let's start with the Beatles' I Will. Now, to me, this song sounds like it could have come from one of their earlier albums, but it actually came pretty late in their Beatles' career from the double album, the White Album, 1968.
Right. That's from the, just as you say, the 1968 White Album, late in that year. That's a great tune buried on deep on side three. I think a lot of radio stations thought that was going to be a single. There were no singles pulled off of that double album, but WHB out of Kansas City and several stations, when that was newly released, were playing that, anticipating that to be a single. It never happened, but gee, what a great standalone song.
But it also stands apart from much of the rest of that White Album, doesn't it?
It really does. Paul's taken it in a different direction there, and I think that's one of the reasons people love that album so much, is because it's not the same for any two songs in a row. It's very different every track of the way.
I have to chuckle, Tom, because I can hear the generational difference between you and me when you say side three, and I'm thinking disc two. In your mind, what is it that makes a great love song? What is it that makes it resonate somewhere deep inside of us that can make our hearts skip a beat or have us grow a lump in our throat or unleash the butterflies in our belly?
I think it has to have a strong melody, a fairly simple melody, and I think the lyrics have to be something that the listener can relate to. In that one, you've got Paul singing to a person, very specific, who knows how long I've loved you. And again, a lot of listeners can really relate to that type of feeling of love. And also, as you said at the top of the show, people singing along.
Yes.
The song I Will by the Beatles is just, it sticks in your brain, and it's a very easy and memorable song to sing.
Let's try another one from a little bit later down the road. This from the album Tunnel of Love, from an artist everybody knows, the Boss, Bruce Springsteen.
I got a dollar in my pocket. There ain't a cloud above. I got a picture in a locket. That says, baby, I love.
All That Heaven Will Allow, Tom Wilmeth, what is it about this song that resonates with you?
Again, it's very straightforward. It's a very optimistic song of love, and I'll refer to sides again. Side one of Tunnel of Love is all of these upbeat, happy songs for the most part, and then on side two, things get a little bit bleaker in some of the views. But that one is really fine, and that's a nod to Larry. Bruce Springsteen is one of Larry's very favorite performers, and the sound of that album is so great, and a little bit leans on the treble, and it's just, and you hear that percussion there. That's a great sounding record, as well as being a good song, and Bruce does a good job with that. A very optimistic view of love on that piece.
And if this comes after Born in the USA, and it comes without his band, the E Street Band?
Right. As a matter of fact, I heard Gary Talent, the bass player, interviewed once, and the interviewer said something about Tunnel of Love being an E Street Band album, and man, he corrected that immediately. He said, no, that's a solo record. That's a solo record. Okay, yep. Some of the members are on there, but yeah, that's after the records you just mentioned, and yeah, it's got full instrumentation, but that's not credited to the E Street Band. Things were starting to, I don't want to say unravel, but they were going in different directions a little bit.
Well, this
Bruce
yeah,
especially.
Yeah, this seemed to be a little bit of a departure from the Born in the USA, but I mean, Bruce and the E Street Band are still doing it today.
Right. Absolutely. And A Tunnel of Love is really held up by a lot of people, me including, as one of his very best albums. That's a strong record.
Yeah. Tom Wilmeth, our guest, and we're taking a look at the love songs of the season and inviting you to the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Here's the next one on our playlist for today, A Little Sugar and Spice.
Sugar and spice and all things nice. Kisses sweeter than wine. Sugar and spice and all things nice. You know that little girl is mine.
Tom, this one, it might be a love song, but it sure is an upbeat number.
Boy, that one, yeah, that one kicks. That's I love those ringing guitars on there. That's by the Crying Shames. If you drop back about a half a generation from me, people would say, well, that's an old Searchers song. It is, but from about 5 or 6 years earlier, but in the mid-60s, the Crying Shames took it and kind of put new life in it, and Sugar and Spice is, yeah, just as you say, very, very upbeat, and we're still in some of the happy tunes so far on the list. And again, you back to one of your earlier questions. It's very singable. It's upbeat.
Yes.
It's optimistic. It's a happy tune.
Well, from a happy tune, now we go to a song that I can't help but sing along to. So please cut my mic as we listen.
Cherish is a word I use to describe all the feeling that I have. You don't know how many times I've wished that I had told you. You don't know how many times.
Why did the music stop? I could have kept going for the whole song. The association, Tom.
Boy, that, again, a strong vocals, and just that band had a handful of hits and then drifted away, but they were huge hits. Windy, Never My Love.
Oh.
Cherish. They were very Along Comes Mary, early song on the radio about marijuana. That was their first hit. They were very hip for a while. They opened the Monterey Pop. They were the first band on the bill, and again, they were really well respected on a variety of fronts. And Cherish was written by Terry Kirkman, a guy in the band who just died last year.
Wow.
Strong stuff. Absolutely. That was a huge record in the mid-60s.
Do we know if you mentioned all these songs that I know but didn't necessarily knew they were from the association. Did the band fall apart? Do we know? Did the taste of the generation just change?
Well, they had a little bad luck as far as choosing material after a certain point. Not to get deep into that, they turned down MacArthur Park, which would have been, as did everybody else. But that would have been perfect for them. But everybody was like, this doesn't, what is this? But that would have helped their career. But also, even though they've got those lovely lilting melodies and those vocals, you know, the bass player in 1971 died of a heroin overdose, so they were victims of the lifestyle as well. And as a matter of fact, Terry Kirkman, who I mentioned a little bit ago, dropped out of music and became a rehab counselor, as did other musicians of that era when they saw the bleaker side of the situation.
And arguably more important things in their lives. But
The
music still resonates today, and it's amazing to me how timeless it is. And I can't imagine that the association's top songs would be lost even 20, 30, another 60 years from now, Tom.
They really stand up. They're so well written, well performed, great vocals. And again, I'll go back to, they're very well recorded. They're easy to listen to, and it draws you in, and yeah, they're great. I agree.
Let's go to your recommendations for your favorite love songs now at 1-800-642-1234. Susie in Manitowoc, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking the call. Going way, way back, let's talk Elvis Presley. The best, most beautiful love song ever written is Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
Well, Susie, I got to tell you, you are in firm agreement with our guest, Tom Wilmeth. Let's listen to a little bit of Elvis.
Take my hand, take my whole life too, for
Tom, talk about timeless. My Lord, that song resonates with me.
It really does, and it came at an important time for Elvis, 1961 and the Blue Hawaii soundtrack. And it really, if there was any doubt about his voice or his hit potential, boy, that just blew the doors off. And he used to end pretty much every one of his concerts with that tune. And I always thought it was because he wanted to get the line, "Shall I Stay," in there so people could go nuts. But that tune would close the main set or his concerts every night. And, again, he does a great job with it. And, again, that studio recording of it is just it shows off his voice just great as far as the lower register and good stuff. The downside of that is that Blue Hawaii was such a massive hit that he got forced into more and more movies of a very similar mold to try to recreate that success, and that did not always serve him well, I think.
It sort of stagnated his career, made him put him in a time that kept him from evolving. But, you know, I still go back and listen to Elvis. I could sing you Teddy Bear right now, Tom.
There you go. I'm ready.
We have a couple of suggestions that came in via email. Again, you can email your favorite love songs to talk at WPR.org as we celebrate the spring season today on The Larry Miller Show. Donna in Sheboygan emailed us with a little bit of reggae. The first song that came to her mind was "Is This Love" by Bob Marley in The Wailers. She said it came out when she was in her 20s and stays with her still today. Tom, are you... Oh, yes. Here it is. Yeah, it's got that reggae groove, Tom.
Yeah, I'm glad she called with that.
Go ahead.
Because I don't have any reggae on this list, and, you know, as I was putting this list together, I thought, love songs in an hour, wow, this is a tall order, but let's go. But no, I'm very glad she requested and pointed to some reggae, because, again, very strong material, very heartfelt, and, yeah, you talk about catching the wave, catching the fire. It's wonderful.
So the other ones I was singing along to as quietly as possible, but this one I just started moving to, and I feel like that's the sort of reggae, sultry, slinky feel that a reggae love song can bring.
Yeah, I agree with that completely.
Let me ask you this, Tom. We've talked about what makes a good love song. What makes one go over the line where it's just too much and it doesn't work for you, resonate with you?
I suppose if it gets too graphic or too specific, I'm not a prude, but sometimes as far as, you know, when you get down, if you go down that road, that's a good question. If you go down that road, all of a sudden it's like you've got a laundry list of complaints about somebody. And I know that broken heart songs are great. I've got a couple on this list as well. And talking about wronged love, and people like Olivia Rodrigo do those very well.
Sure.
But at the same time, I think, like you said, you can go over the line as far as getting too specific. And if you get too specific, I don't think it resonates with at least as many members of the audience as if you keep it in a more approachable or general manner, I guess.
For me, I suppose maybe it's when they try too hard. It's like a movie that tries to jerk your tears out of your eyeballs and you're trying to provoke some way as opposed to just being real about it and having it evoke something.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's trying too hard or going down a road of formula, like you say, oh, this will get them or this will work or this will work. And you're trying to push buttons instead of write a song.
Tom Wilmeth, our guest, author of the book Soundbites, A Lifetime of Listening, and host of the new podcast, The Vinyl Approach. We invite you to our conversation about your favorite or perhaps least favorite love songs at 1-800-642-1234 or talk at WPR.org. I'm Lee Rayburn, and for Larry Mueller today, you're listening to WPR News.
Well, I try and try to forget you, girl, but it's just so hard to do. Every time you do that thing you do, I know all the games you play.
It feels like an oldie, it sounds like an oldie, and yet it's pretty contemporary, That Thing You Do. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today, and we're celebrating the love songs of the season along with your additions to our playlist. Tom Wilmeth is here with his favorite love songs, and that one makes Tom's list. That Thing You Do, that's from a Tom Hanks movie, isn't it?
Right, and it just as you said, they tried to make that sound like a mid-60s British invasion tune, and boy, it does. The vocals, the chord changes. The guy behind that's name was Adam Schlesinger of the group Fountains of Wayne.
Oh, wow.
And very talented guy in a variety of ways. We lost him during the to COVID, which was really too bad. But boy, he did a great job with that. And that, again, that tune, just as you say, if you say, oh, this is from 66,
yeah,
you'd believe it. But it's not that old of a tune. And somebody else pointed out something about that is that song is heard a lot during the course of that movie, but you never get tired of it.
No, I hear it today, and I don't think of the movie at first, and I wonder if that does a bit of a disservice to the movie, because it's the song that stands out to me more than anything.
It stands alone, that's for sure.
Let's go to another listener suggestion here. Dave in Janesville says he's got Danny's Song by Denny Logging and the Steamer as his. Oh, I'm sorry, no. Mark says Dan Fogelberg's Longer is his favorite love song. Let's take a listen to that.
Longer than there have been fishes in the ocean, higher than any bird ever flew, longer than there have been stars up in the heavens, I've been in love with you.
You may have heard me gasp there, because when I said Dan Fogelberg's Longer, I did not know what the song was. And then the first three notes, I was like, oh, I know every every word of this song, Tom.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that big hit, Dan Fogelberg should have been bigger. He had some hits spaced out over about a decade or a little bit more, and he was a respected artist and great voice. He should have been bigger. He's no longer with us, but yeah, good choice. Very fine ballad.
Love it. And let's now go to Dave in Janesville, who suggested Danny's Song by Denny Logging and the Steamer as his favorite love song.
People smile and tell me I'm the lucky one, and we've just begun. Think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like she and me, as free as a dove, conceived in love. Sun is gonna shine above.
Well, I'll admit I do not know this song, but I'd like to get to know it better, which is why we ask for your suggestion. Tom, Danny's Song?
Yeah, that you might know that after it goes into the middle section there, but that's from the first Loggins and Messina album, and that was going to be just a straight-ahead Kenny Loggins album, but Jim Messina got so involved that they basically became a duo, and that first album that's really strong stuff. House at Pooh Corner and Danny's Song, and then Kenny Loggins went off on his own, and somebody later said, I think Loggins was holding him back, but because he just had a lot of hits on his own as Kenny,
yes,
Kenny Loggins, especially a lot of soundtrack tunes and everything. But Loggins and Messina, they always had a great backing band with them, and again, Your Mama Don't Dance was their huge hit, but they had a lot of other good avenues of music too.
Let's go to another one off your list, and this one is one that everybody should know from the Beach Boys.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older, then we wouldn't have to wait so long, and wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world
Now that's a love song, Tom Wilmeth.
It really is. That's such a fine tune. And that one kind of came back on the scene, even though this movie is very old now. That was played over the ending credits of American Graffiti. Mm. And all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, I remember that song, even though it was only 6 or 8 years old at the time. But that tune fits so beautifully there. And that was, I think, kind of the emergence of a lot of early Beach Boys songs kind of coming into the next era, the next decade. But yeah, that's a fine one. Utopian Dreams there before of just absolutely pure love.
It is the vocal harmonies that always gets me with the Beach Boys, but it wasn't until much later that I recognized how important the musicianship was and the Wrecking Crew studio band was to creating the vibe of the Beach Boys.
Yeah, the California sound before the California sound, in many ways, they really are architects and tremendously important. And there's a lot of good material out about the band, the highs and the lows of that group.
Let me see what we have next. Let's go to your calls now. Vern and Boyd, we'll go to you next. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, so the song is North to Alaska by Johnny Horton. And I'd just like to make one more comment. Conway Twitty probably holds the record for love songs.
Yeah.
But North to Alaska by Johnny Horton is a really good one.
North to Alaska I am not familiar with.
Way up north.
Here we go.
North to Alaska. Go north for us is home.
Well,
a love
that
song?
That might be a love song, a love of gold, maybe. But, you know, he brings up an interesting point, like I said a little bit ago. To go down the love song path in an hour,
yeah.
I've got Willie Nelson on here later, but somebody like Johnny Horton or, you know, he was talking country music.
Conway Twitty is what he mentioned, right?
Thank you. Conway Twitty, huge. Patsy Cline. We could do an hour of country music love songs. We could do an hour of reggae, of love songs. But, yeah, he's... he's right that I'm glad we got a little Johnny Horton in there, the singing fisherman.
I got Kenny Loggins' name wrong earlier, and it fits with Cassandra's email, who asks, do people usually understand or misunderstand the lyrics? It's called Mondegreens. She said years ago, lyrics magazines existed, and there are lyrics websites online. American Bandstand contestants rated songs on danceable beats, but Tom, how important are the lyrics to these love songs?
I think for love songs, they actually are pretty important. She's right, of course, people mishear, misunderstand, and there's all sorts of funny stuff about that with Christmas carols and love songs as well. But I think the quote message of a love song has to hit the listener for it to really resonate as a love song. And again, whether a word or a line is misheard, it's kind of the overall feeling of the song that is most important. But yeah, she's right. There's a lot to lyrics, tremendously important to love songs. Now you can have an instrumental tune that's, you know, really moves you as well, but it's the lyrics in most love songs that are really important to getting a quote message across.
Musicologist Tom Wilmeth, our guest, taking a look at your favorite love songs at 1-800-642-1234. Jane Madison, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you have for us?
So, Nat King Cole, Nature Boy.
Let's listen to a little bit of it.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea.
I love that voice so much, Tom. That certainly vibrates within me.
Yeah, kind of a mysterious, haunting tune in a way. And like you say, the voice without peer. It's interesting that the listeners are going for the really fine vocalists. I don't think that's an accident as far as love songs are concerned. It's part of the whole mix.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me go next to Joe in Black River Falls. Joe, good morning.
Hi.
What do you have for us?
Hi. I picked the song I'll have to say I love you in a song by Jim Croce. It was one of those things that I played for my significant other before, you know, we said the big L word, and it was just really important. So
before you could actually say it, you had to have Jim sing it for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's listen.
Well, I know it's kind of late. I hope I didn't wake you. But what I've got to say can't wait. I know you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song.
There's something about the way Joe explains it, Tom, that makes sense that why this song works so well as a love song.
I think so, absolutely. And I heard just very recently something about when words fail, music begins. And I think that really applies to what Joe has just said. And Jim Croce, what a sad loss. There are so many sad stories in music, but boy, that's a rough one. He had such a solid body of work already, and then died in that airplane crash on takeoff, and just really too bad. I've heard he said something about that song. He'd had a kind of a rough patch with his wife, and he wrote that as kind of an apology to her, which is kind of interesting too. Not that that makes it a better song, but a little bit of backstory on that is it seemed to mean something to the composer as well on there.
Tom Wilmeth, you are amazing at how you know. I mean, you've got all these songs coming at you. You have no idea where they're coming from, and yet you know a little bit about every one of them. Let's continue to test your mettle with your favorite love songs. Jeff and Barry Mills, will go to you next. Good morning.
Yes, I wanted to, on a different genre, toss out Knights in White Satin by Moody Blues.
Oh, absolutely. Here it is.
Knights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always miss.
It just sounds like a slow dance, Tom.
It does. Yeah, that's the end of a fine album, Days of Future Past. Mm. And that was actually recorded as kind of a test album for audio. And they got the orchestra and everything, and the Moody Blues were involved with it. And then, of course, that just changed their career from a kind of a blues band into what they became as far as this orchestral group of again, mainly love songs and some other things in there. That's an odd record too, because it came out on that album in 1967 and then wasn't a hit single until 1972. So that's an odd entry, but boy, that's again a fine, again, I'll say, you know, kind of a haunting tune.
Yeah.
And you had asked earlier about certain things. That song takes different people to different places. It just has a lot in there as far as imagery and everything that goes with it.
I could see it as a love song with a significant other, and I could also see it as a love song of being significantly lonely.
Absolutely. I agree with that interpretation. Absolutely.
Let's go back to Tom Wilmeth's playlist, and the next song we have from him is from The Buckinghams.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen, cause you won't have got to say that you girl, I still love you.
I still love you.
I'll always love you.
I'll always love you.
Anyway. A little bit of brass with your love song on this one, Tom.
Yeah, the Buckinghams out of Chicago. That's kind of the other side of the coin there. But the Buckinghams, interesting band, very much of a forerunner to the Chicago Transit Authority.
Oh.
You can, just like you say, the horns are coming on, and the Buckinghams were almost a stepping stone to Chicago. But the Buckinghams had great tunes on their own, like that one, Susan, and several others. But yeah, that's, again, a sad tune, the, you know, kind of a drag when your baby says goodbye.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll go next to Molly in La Crosse, who has a little something more contemporary for us this morning.
Good.
Hi, Molly.
Hi. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
So my song that I think should be on the list is LCD Sound System's I Can Change.
LCD Sound System's I Can Change. Molly, why is it on the list for you?
So it just struck me one day while I was listening to the song, like while I was getting my haircut. I'm like, what is this song? Man, it's really catchy. And I ran home after my haircut and I Googled it. And I'm like, man, this song is like, this is it. So
this is it.
It's just great.
And
the band is awesome.
It gets in heavy rotation and it doesn't leave. And you pull it up every time you have a certain sort of feeling that has to do with love,
yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Let's listen, Molly. LCD Sound System may not be, well, I'm sure it's on vinyl, but it's on the regeneration of vinyl. And I see that they're actually touring this summer. So it's a contemporary band with a contemporary song that's certainly got a beat that's sort of like a heartbeat, Tom.
Yeah, they were able to synthesize, and I mean that in a good way, a lot of, I hear some Daft Punk in there, and again, they're able to make that their own, though. They broke up, and then now they're back together. They've got a great sense of humor. Their DVD concert recording is called Shut Up and Play the Hits. I'm glad they got back together to keep going and tour, because they're a very good band, and I'm glad she called in with that as well.
Tom Wilmeth's playlist, if we don't get through all of his songs because we're cherishing all of yours today, will be up on our website at WPR.org/Larry after our show this afternoon, so you'll find them all there, be able to build a playlist of your own along with all of our suggestions that we're getting from you today. And we'll go next to Ralph in East Troy, who's got a love song for us. Hi, Ralph.
Hi. Larry Mueller Show is always a must for me.
Thank you.
My song that I requested to be played the night I got engaged is probably before anybody's time here. It was 1956.
Wow.
Don Cherry's Band of Gold.
I've never wanted wealth and soul. My life has one desire, a simple little band of gold, to prove that you are mine. Don't want the world to have.
From contemporary back to, well before I was born, but for Band of Gold as a wedding song, I don't think you could do much better, Tom.
Yeah. Absolutely, and you've got that style. That song really represents that big voice, and you've got a big band. And that's when the charts were still, it was very healthy in some ways, because you had a tune like that, and then you'd had Elvis Presley right after it, and you'd have, you know, James Brown. And so you had a lot of very diverse things going on your AM radio, and that is, I'll call it a throwback, but I don't mean that as a put-down. I mean, that really is a good example of the sound of an earlier era, no doubt about it.
A crooner that gets you right in the gut. That's the way it felt to me hearing it, and I'm not too familiar with that song. And I have just got to say that I love the fact that we go from contemporary love songs to love songs that go back to the 1950s or whenever, as far back as love songs go, and all points in between. It just goes to show how timeless this is. And as you said, Tom, it's the music that works when our words just don't.
Yeah, and of course the theme love, it's just absolutely universal. I mean, go back as far as you want to go, and it's, you know, love is tremendously important all the way back to the beginning of recorded everything, sound, history, writing. So it's a pretty strong connector with people.
Tom Wilmeth, our guest, as you are as well this hour with your love song suggestions for the spring season. And we've got a bunch of emails in. We're not going to be able to play them all, but I'd like to make sure we get them mentioned on the air. And there's still time for you to join our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. We'll see if we can't slip a few more emails in. talk@WPR.org. Gary in Appleton has his request, Girl from the North Country from Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash. Their amazing album that, again, very timeless, a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll. We've got another Beatles suggestion here. Tell There Was You by the Beatles. Luann from Green Bay says, If You Love Me by Melvina Reynolds. It's one of the very best, she says, and I'm not familiar, so I'll have to look that up. Tom from Madison sent in a few of his favorites. One is Trouble Me by 10,000 Maniacs. I remember that one. Tom says he appreciates those that are a little deeper in meaning as opposed to the obvious on the level. George and Ashland said April Love by Pat Boone is his pick. Sarah from Nescoro emailed. Her pick is What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. It's got a love for our world and a love of life. Gary emailed us Pussy Willows, Cattails by the Gordon Lightfoot, his choice. That's I'm not familiar with that song as familiar as I am with Gordon Lightfoot. I'll have to put that on my list. Jordan emailed. His favorite is Chris Whitley's Accordingly. And Lon in Stevens Point says, How about James Taylor's Fire and Rain? Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. There's a slew of them for you, Tom.
Well, yeah, Pussy Willow's Cattails is a pretty early one by Gordon Lightfoot. And again, kind of a slow, haunting tune. And the one that I would say about the Beatles, Till There Was You, that's an interesting one from Meet the Beatles. And it's written by Iowa boy Meredith Wilson. Of course, it's from The Music Man. And that's interesting because, you know, now that we look back on the Beatles in retrospect, and Paul did that on their first Ed Sullivan appearance, and I have to think, I wonder what John thought about, you know, that when he, because that's, you know, that's a straight up love song that is it's a cover tune, but yeah, and again they do it great. Paul does a fine job with it, but that's a Meredith Wilson song from The Music Man. Boy, a lot of great things on that list that you just read.
I feel like we could run an entire radio station just doing this all day. If, like, bring in your recommendations. We're Love Song FM, AM, public radio on the fly with whatever you want to hear today. And our expert guest, Tom Wilmeth, author of the book Sound Bites, A Lifetime of Listening, and host of the podcast The Vinyl Approach. A couple more emails before we go back to your calls. We got to take a break, too. I'm sorry about that. Leah emailed Fly Me to the Moon by Julie London, which was also her wedding song. Perfect. And here's one as we go to break. Marion Oshkosh said, Bill Withers' classic, Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
It's just all the hits on the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today. Glad you're with us as we celebrate the love songs of the season. Our guest, musicologist Tom Wilmeth, author of the book Sound Bites, A Lifetime of Listening, and host of the new podcast, The Vinyl Approach. He has his playlist of love songs, and we see that you have yours as well at 1-800-642-1234 or talk@WPR.org. Tom, I'm just dancing along, and it's funny how many of these love songs are also danceable.
It's true. They and it's, boy, that last one, I Want You Back, that's the Jackson 5's first hit and arguably certainly one of their best. That's a great tune. That's Michael getting it done with his brothers and such a great backup band. And again, it's a song of regret. I Want You Back. Yeah, I may have made the wrong call there. Let's try to get back together, but it's such an infectious song. You almost forget what it's about as you're just dancing around, like you say.
A couple more emails to fit in here because it's an interesting theme that seems to have struck a chord with love songs. We already have two Beatles suggestions. Somebody else obviously said George Harrison something. It's got to be on the list. Gene in Minnesota says My Love by Paul McCartney and Wings. Rebecca in Woodville says she loves Here, There, and Everywhere by the Beatles, as it appears this band is when it comes to a love song playlist, Tom.
Here, There, and Everywhere. I think I'm glad she mentioned that because that, boy, I hold that one up really high. And I know the rest of the band also thought that was a high watermark. That tune, that's Paul at his best. It really is. That's a great Beatles song.
And I would have said something is George Harrison at his best.
Yeah, that gets kind of complicated as far as how. Go listen to James Taylor's song "Something in the Way She Moves" sometime, and see if you can tell where maybe George got some inspiration.
Very interesting. With the time we have left, let's get back to your calls at 1-800-642-1234 and your all-time favorite love songs. Rita in Middleton, good morning.
Good morning. I am passing down my parents' favorite love song, and it's also mine because it just makes me be in touch with them. I have the sheet music on my wall in my living room, and it's Always by Irving Berlin from 1926.
1926. I think this is our oldest love song yet, Rita, so I'm so glad you suggested it. Let's listen.
Everything went wrong, and the whole day long I'd feel so for the longest while.
Bruce Hubbard singing this Irving Berlin classic for us, Tom.
Boy, I'm glad that got pulled from the deep past. Irving Berlin, you don't hear much about him, but he was so important. And I was going to say this later, but I want to give a shout out to Jeff, the board operator today, who's just doing such a great job getting these tunes and getting them up and jumping over the intros just to the vocals. He is just doing a wonderful job as always. And he pulled that tune up from, again, 1926. But this goes back to what we were talking about just a little bit ago, Lee, as far as what a universal, timeless theme this is. It was the caller's parents' favorite love song. Well, yep. You know, love was going on in 1926 and before. So I'm glad she called with that.
Let's go next to Jane in Menominee. Good morning, Jane. What's your favorite love song?
Favorite love song of my boyfriend, now husband of 54 years, is by the Association, Never My Love.
Oh, absolutely. And this is the second song from the Association we've heard today. The first was on Tom's playlist. Tom Wilmeth, again, I could listen to that all day. I feel like I should have a few Association albums in my collection.
Yeah, they had a night. That's a very good example of kind of a calming approach that they had to love songs. Everything That Touches You is another one, and just very nice songs. And I don't mean that as a put down. Nice songs as far as just calming as far as the person you're in love with.
Let's go next to Michael in Oshkosh as we take a look at your favorite love songs. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you have?
I was going to say Ween. A lot of times people write them off kind of as a joke band, but they're not. And a lot of times I think, like, male performers especially don't write songs about, like, actually being in love. It's, like, afterwards or before.
The broken heart songs, right.
Stay Forever, it's just like a pretty good one.
No, that is a love song, although by an outside artist you wouldn't consider that writes a lot of them. Ween, experimental music, I mean, songs that I probably wouldn't put on a love song list except for this one.
In the morning sun, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you. So many things about how much I really love you.
Well, Tom, who would have thought we would have gotten Ween on our love song playlist today?
Yeah, I that is not in line with what I think of as Ween.
But, push them little daisies and make them come up is what I think of when I think of Ween.
It's like the Troggs, who they do Wild Thing, and then they do Love Is Everywhere, and you think, is this the same band? I'm glad he called in with that.
Well, it's very interesting, though, because there are these, you feel like these bands are known for some one thing, but these bands are all, you know, musicians and learn to express themselves, and one of the ways that, you know, when words fail, as you mentioned, music can, they've all got a love song in them.
Yeah, absolutely, and a lot of versatile performers being heard today.
Tom Wilmeth, our guest, author of the book Sound Bites, A Lifetime of Listening, and host of the podcast The Vinyl Approach. Here's one from your list, Tom, from somebody who may be a little more punk than love, Elvis Costello.
Allison, I know this world is killing.
For everyone who has an ex named Allison, not naming any names, but man, yes, I know that is a love song and a bit of a broken heart one.
It is. And again, Elvis Costello came on the scene in the midst of the punk era, and he wasn't really punk, but he certainly had elements of it, and he had a really bad attitude that he could back it up with, and was known for a lot of interesting things. It's interesting that song, that gentle ballad, would be the one, at least from that era, that has really stayed with him as far as being held up as one of his most enduring songs. But Costello is, again, he's stayed with us, and very talented guy who can do a variety of things.
It's interesting. Our next and last caller here this hour has the second Bob Dylan song from our list. Let's go to Brian in Manitowoc next. Hi, Brian.
Hi, good afternoon. Yes, I would like to, again, challenge the notion that extraordinary vocals are the most important aspect of love songs. I'm a big fan of Bob Dylan's entire catalog, and he has a lot of good love songs, but I like If You See Her, Say Hello from Blood on the Tracks.
Let's listen. Brian, thank you.
If you see her, say hello. She might be Tangier. She left here last early spring, is living there, I hear. Say for me that I'm all right, though things get kind of slow. She might think that I've forgotten her.
Wow. I think Brian's got a point. You don't have to be a crooner to make a love song. And when I think of Dylan love songs, my first thought goes to Tangled Up in Blue. But Brian makes a great suggestion with If You See Her, Say Hello.
You're right. From the same album, Blood on the Tracks. And again, that's a very, very strong record. Somebody mentioned A Girl from the North Country earlier. Yep. And but again, maybe it's just because I'm so used to it. I have no trouble with Dylan's voice. It's fine. It fits the material, I guess I'd put it that way. But yeah, he's right. It doesn't have to be a pretty syrupy voice. It as long as it connects with the listener, I think, is the main thing.
And Bob just rolled through Wisconsin and Eau Claire and Green Bay just a few weeks ago. We've got time for one more, Tom, and for that, we'll return to your playlist and a classic that some may know from another singer, but let's hear it from the original.
And I will always love you. I will always love you.
Oh, Tom. Dolly Parton with a classic that Whitney Houston made timeless.
Yeah, and Dolly wrote that, and she recorded it a couple of times. It's a song she wrote for her partner. She was leaving Porter Wagoner, a professional singing duet, of course, and it was like, I've got to go out on my own. And it was it's a tough tune, and of course used so well and brilliantly in at the end of The Bodyguard as well, as far as that relationship was concerned. And Whitney Houston just again, as Dolly said, well, she, you know, when she started with this part of it, it was Dolly learned to love it in a variety of ways.
As did we. Tom,
yep.
I want to thank you for an amazing hour of an incredible list of love songs, and I want to thank all of our listeners as well for their contribution, and our DJ Jeff Robbins for making it all possible. Tom Wilmeth, author of the book Soundbites, A Lifetime of Listening, and host of the podcast The Vinyl Approach. Here's my edition. It's Baby from Robert Bradley's Blackwater Surprise.